Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Bing is testing custom audience targeting for advertisers. Facebook Messenger has introduced a language detection system. And digital video subscriptions are set to replace cable in China. Bing is testing custom audience targeting for advertisers. The feature is currently in the beta stage of testing and also allows brands to use their CRM purchase history and subscription data files to target custom audiences. A spokesperson from Microsoft has said that it is the first time that Microsoft and Bing Ads will allow clients to import their data into Bing's search engine. The largest benefit of the system is the fact that the search parameters can now be set using addressable data instead of just keywords and budget restrictions. Microsoft also has developed a partnership with Adobe for the project, meaning that users of the system will have to upload their data using Adobe's DMP, apparently because of predicted high demand. Microsoft added that this will affect multiple search features beyond Bing because of the fact that Bing powers Siri, Spotlight for Apple, and searches on Amazon Kindle. Facebook Messenger has introduced a language detection system for its AI-powered M-Suggests feature. The M-Suggests feature was launched in English a couple of months ago and intelligently recommends features to users, for example, recommending a payment feature if it sees that a user has asked a friend for money. The feature is now available in Spanish, making it available to a large percentage of the app's non-English speaking user base in the US. M-Suggests will also soon roll out in Mexico before being expected to become a worldwide option where 75% of people do not speak English. It's been speculated with the launch of the Spanish version of M-Suggests that a real-time translation system may not be too far away. Digital video subscriptions in China are growing at a substantial rate, having almost the same level of popularity as cable TV. A study performed by JP Morgan Chase predicts that there will be 144 million subscription video on-demand viewers in the country by the end of 2017, more than one quarter of all digital video viewers. It's also forecasted that this number will hit nearly 235 million viewers by 2020. Meanwhile, the number of cable TV viewers in China is expected to drop from 252 million in 2017 to 248 million by 2020, bringing the number of both platforms closer and closer. Currently, the leading subscription video platform in the country is the Baidu-owned Kiyi, which has almost 100 million subscribers. A survey of British adults has found that 81% of them would back plans to introduce country of origin information for online food purchases. The survey was conducted by the National Farmers Union and questioned people about whether food bought online should be required to have the same information attached as food bought offline. The president of the union said that country of origin labelling is important for people in the UK because data has shown that shoppers want to buy more British food products produced on British farms. A recent plan to introduce a Buy British button to supermarket websites was also backed by the public after it was suggested by members of parliament. And finally, Google is assisting the New York Times in expanding its online comments section. The search giant is contributing an AI system called Perspective, which will allow human comment moderators to detect harassment, hate speech, or anything defined as toxic more quickly than they would be able to otherwise. According to the newspaper, this should allow them to increase the amount of published stories that a user can now comment on to somewhere around 80%. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos and more. See you next time.